It's 8:56 and 50 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. It's time to check on the commodity markets with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Kind of a lackluster news day, but here we go. Commodity markets catching a little bit of a bid overnight and this morning. Equity market backing away a little bit as earnings season is getting underway. A more active rain pattern should lend support today and possibly another day or so. U.S. apparently did not have any announced export sales on the overnight reporting system, corn, beans, or wheat. Current price action shows December corn up 2 3/4 at 352, March corn at 361, also up 2.5. Looking at November beans, 995.5, up 4 3/4. We did breach the $10 mark briefly here overnight this morning. Meal is up $1.80 at 310 basis the December, and soybean oil up about 4 at 35.84. That has been following the Malaysian palm oil market. Crude market is down about 80 cents, once again trading down around the $49 mark. Daily chart appears to be rolling over as cuts in production around the world, especially from OPEC, just don't seem to be happening. The usual EIA numbers due out shortly may have a little influence on the trade. Dollar trade mostly weaker, which should be mildly supportive, especially for the wheat market. And as we said, the ethanol production numbers due out shortly, and so we'll see what those have to say. Technically, we're still working the assumption that corn has made a low of consequence. Longer-term resistance up around the moving averages 365, 370. Some are calling this 355 area a resistance mark. We'll see how that develops. Keep in mind that if the market turns back here, a 10 to 15 cent correction is possible. Beans are bumping into resistance here at the $10 level. Catch-up sales are encouraged. If you need some reownership, January 10/20 calls can be purchased for about 20 cents. Once again, soybean oil has been following the Malaysian palm oil rally. Oil-led rally should be viewed with a little apprehension or skepticism. Looking at the volume and open interest numbers from yesterday, corn or open interest up 804 contracts, not overly significant, and barely moves the needle. Options up 8,885 contracts, but split evenly between calls and puts. Beans down slightly while open interest jumped to 12,000 contracts, 8,400 puts and 4,000 calls. Wheat open interest up about 1,000, not overly telling. Option profile a little more price positive with call open interest up about 5,000 and put open interest only up about 2. Interesting note that in wheat, possibility that winter wheat acres may be the lowest in almost a century. Final tally will be interesting to see as it is still a number in motion. Going forward, slowed harvest pace in the wake of a half to 1 inch general rains in some areas, with the northern areas locally 3, should be supportive. It should slow corn harvest and additional wheat seedings. Warmer, drier conditions over the weekend should let most areas get back in the fields rather quickly. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, have a good one. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday to update us on the commodity markets. Weather-wise, let's take a quick glance at current conditions in the WIOL listening area. Quite a bit of cloud cover still across the listening area, but precipitation for now has moved off to the east. Another round looks like it is on the way, approaching about the Galesburg area here this morning. 47 degrees right now with sunshine in Danville, a mix of clouds and sun, and 50 degrees in Decatur, 50 degrees with clouds in Charleston and Mattoon. Mostly cloudy skies in your forecast today. Showers likely, a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 64 degrees. Southeast winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers likely, a chance of thunderstorms this evening, and a low of 48. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 50 degrees at 9 o'clock.